Shaneel Bachu, manager of research at IQ Business, talks to us about the IQ Business Youth Progress Index and report. Good evening, Shaneel.
Good evening, Junaid.
And thank you for joining us. First of all, you know, off the cuff, Shaneel, tell us, what is IQ Business and what do you do?
So, Junaid, IQ Business is the leading independent management consulting firm in South Africa. So drawing on our strengths, you know, which is in research, consulting, and contracting, we've been helping our clients overcome their business challenges and achieve sustainable growth since 1998. Junaid, we have a team of more than 650 consultants, and they service our clients in a variety of areas from, like I said, sustainability, becoming more digitalized, areas in human performance such as change management and organizational culture, etc.
IQ Business launched the Youth Progress Index and Report 2020 on the 18th of June. You know, Shaneel, tell us about the index. What was this report about and what information can you share with us?
Sure, Junaid, I'd be delighted to speak about that. I'd first just like to make the link between, you know, why IQ Business, a management consulting firm, would embark in an exercise like this. You know, we believe in being a purpose-driven organization. We believe that our purpose extends beyond our profits and service offerings. And specifically, we believe that our purpose is to grow people, grow business, and grow Africa. And it's for this reason that we've partnered with a Washington-based non-profit organization called the Social Progress Imperative, who they founded something called the Social Progress Index. Now, the Social Progress Index represents a significant attempt to move beyond metrics such as GDP and other hard economic metrics as a way of understanding the social progress of a society. So just to tell you what the Youth Progress Index and the Social Progress Index is about, the index has three dimensions, and that's basic human needs, foundations of well-being, and opportunity. And it attempts to answer the real questions that matter to real people. You know, these are questions around areas around food, water and sanitation, shelter, safety, access to basic education, access to information and communications, health and wellness, environmental quality, personal rights, freedom and choice, inclusiveness, and as well as access to advanced education. So the Youth Progress Index is based on precisely the same methodology and framework and rationale that the Social Progress Index is based on. And what it really does is that, you know, the index that we launched last month, what it really does is that it provides us with an accurate sense of the quality of the lives of our youth at a provincial level in South Africa. The index uses data from credible sources, such as data from Statistics South Africa, the Human Sciences Research Council, our very own Department of Health, and so on.
Shaneel, what age group basically would constitute the subject of the study? I mean, would it be focusing primarily on FET years, 16 or 15 and above, or would this be a tertiary sort of student that would be the subject of our study? How would you categorize your subjects?
So, broadly speaking, how we've defined the youth for the purpose of the index is aligned to government's definition of the youth, which are people between the ages of 14 to 35 years in South Africa.
And looking at the challenges that the youth face and compared to decades ago, is South Africa, with all its challenges and with plenty of work needed still to be done, are we on a progressive pathway when it comes to at least ensuring that opportunities remain for the youth in the future?
Well, unfortunately, the trend analysis have revealed that we aren't. You know, we looked at a trend analysis between 23rd data from 2013 to 2018. And what it reveals is that with the exception of Limpopo, the Northwest and Gauteng, every province has actually gone backwards on youth progress between 2013 and 2018. And what that means is that between these two time periods, youth outcomes have actually worsened in every province except for the three that I've mentioned.
Shanil, you know, when it comes to the acquisition of skills, itself, South Africa has, in a post-apartheid environment, instituted a number of laws that made school mandatory. Up until, recently, we've seen programs from the government initiative like NASWAS, etc., making it hopefully easy for many youth to gain tertiary education. But those skills, once acquired, and those skills that have been acquired in the last few years, when those skills are compared to an international market, how does South Africa fare when it comes to these particular skill sets and their comparison and what they should be sitting at from a global perspective?
Yeah, so I mean, South Africa, to answer your question briefly, South Africa doesn't fare well. There are two components in the Social Progress Index that, in a sense, directly measure this. The one is access to basic knowledge, and that's basically an indication of the quality of basic education for the youth. As your listeners will see, if they refer to the index and if they refer to the results, South Africa doesn't do very well at all. I mean, it's actually only Gauteng and the Western Cape that perform okay in terms of access to basic knowledge. And the story as far as access to advanced education is a very sad story, actually, because the province's performance on access to advanced education is incredibly poor. And the access to advanced education component sits within the opportunity dimension of the social progress index. And, I spoke earlier about the trend analysis in terms of South Africa going backwards, the provinces going backwards in terms of youth outcomes. A significant contributor to that decline in performance is the opportunity dimension on the whole, which, of course, is made up of four components, one of them being access to advanced education, but the other components being personal rights, personal freedom and choice, as well as inclusiveness.
Shanil, how will the findings help the youth of the country to face many diverse challenges? I mean, you've got unemployment, you've got educational issues and poverty, some of which we have discussed before. But the report, from a practical sense, how will it be, implied?
So, Junaid, the rationale behind compiling this report and making it freely available to the public is in a sense threefold. Firstly, it'll help stakeholders understand and diagnose the challenges that the youth face at a provincial level. For instance, you'll be able to see that Gauteng does fairly well in terms of water and sanitation, or relatively well in terms of water and sanitation, but doesn't do so well in terms of shelter. In other words, there's a lot of our youth that still live in informal settlements. So in other words, it will allow stakeholders to understand where the strengths and weaknesses are at a provincial level. And just to bring that to life, I know of an example of the Social Progress Index being applied in South America, where there is a mining company that used to invest heavily in educational interventions in the community in which the mine operated. And after doing the Social Progress Index and after kind of getting some of that insight, they realized that actually the need for that community was more around food and nutrition than it was around education. There's very little point in trying to educate people that are hungry. So that's the first kind of element, is that it will help stakeholders understand and diagnose where the problems are, so that whether it's NGOs, government, civil society, can put their efforts where it's needed the most. Secondly, it will serve as a useful tool to understand and track youth progress over time. So, you know, if someone is part of an NGO that is focused on driving better educational outcomes, the tool can be used in a sense to track educational outcomes over time. IQ Business will be doing the Youth Progress Index on an annual basis. And finally, it will serve as a unifying force. We believe that it will help bring together various stakeholders that are interested in driving better youth outcomes around what is really a mutual measurement tool.
Shanil, you know, finally, probably the largest stakeholder here, you know, that would be a recipient of this information and able to, bring those interventions and bring those remedies into society would, in fact, be government. I mean, if you look at many of the issues that have been discussed, from poverty to education, it would be directly, more than partially, on government's plate. Have the different levels of government acknowledged the report? Have they received it, and have you received any responses from the various provincial or national governments?
So, Junaid, we are still very much in the early stages of disseminating the findings and engaging with government at a more in-depth level. There has been some government engagement. We have engaged with Statistics South Africa, who endorsed the index. And we have engaged with government in other ways as well. But to be honest, right now it is still very much a work in progress. And it is our objective for government to ultimately adopt the Social Progress Index and the Youth Progress Index as a way of measuring social outcomes, because we believe that it provides a really accurate way of measuring these outcomes. So to answer your question, it is very much still work in progress.
Shanil Bachu, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International this evening and talking to us about the IQ Youth Progress Index and Report. And have a good evening, sir.
Thank you, Junaid. You too.